welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast and not how men speak, but how friends speak. I'm joined today with Mark Boyd and Daniel French. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Danny.
Sorry, I got kicked off.
I was going to say, we got him right in time.
I know.
I'm Dirty Danis, the dabbing phenom. I got no social media presence, really. You can find me at Redeeming Qualities Podcast on Instagram or email us at redeemingqualitiespodcast@gmail.com.
A musty right, Mark. Was cracking. Sad boy Mark or Rockstar Unicorn on Instagram. It was good.
As we all know, this is getting close to the end of the year, so we wanted to take, you know, a moment to kind of discuss, you know, just do a review of the year.
A year in review.
So just go around. Like, Danny, what do you think? What was your favorite podcast moment this year?
Oh, God. So one, that's a tough question for me to answer because my memory's shit. But there's been so many. You know what? I think one of my favorite moments, to be honest, was a moment I wasn't even there for. We had Brandon Rogers fill in for an episode that I wasn't there. And in that episode, it was funny because I remember having this time with Mark when he and I were first like hanging out, where we went up into the woods shooting, or not the woods, the desert shooting. And we had already talked about that on the podcast. Well, then Brandon and Mark somehow, when I was absent, ended up talking about going places with like white people and having that like your mom in the back of your head, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing it with that with white people. And then Mark was talking about the same trip that we went out on, and I got to see where his perspective was and all the shit where he was like asking me, what do you mean the brakes aren't working? Like, all of it clicked in a different perspective that I had never seen that moment from before. Because for me, like, obviously I knew my intentions were good. But to me, like, I'm like, why is this, you know, I'm thinking this dumb bitch is asking me stupid questions. But realistically, like, he's actually kind of worried, you know. And I'm like, fuck, I did not understand that. So for me, I wasn't even on the podcast, but I think that's one of my favorite, like, to get that, I'm like, oh, shit, I get it, you know, like, I fucking understand why he might have been bugging out. But it was just so funny because the way he described it, he's talking about like, yeah, you know, I'm already kind of nervous because we go up there to go shooting. And then like we do the shooting and I'm like, OK, cool. You know, dude's not going to kill me. And then all of a sudden brakes are out. I'm like, ah, this is how he does it. He's smart. You know, and I'm like, fuck, because I am smart enough. I would do some shit like that. Like, I'm just playing. But yeah, I think that sums it up for me for my favorite podcast moment.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Mark, what about you?
I didn't realize you didn't know that all the time. I thought I already told you that.
I mean, you were just like, when you told me, you were just kind of like, you know, it was like the typical white boy, like, you know, I thought like bald headed white boy driving me out into the blah, blah, blah. But like, I didn't actually put it into perspective.
The play by play.
Exactly. Of like, cause so then like, after I hear you say, like, oh, this is how he does it, you know, I'm like, oh shit, I could see like who's ever just been rolling down a crazy ass mountain and been like, hey, brakes just went out, you know, like that would be pretty fucking freaky if you already thinking,
dude, my hand was like sliding along the thing because I'm gonna jump out. I'm like, yeah, so what do you mean?
I'm mean, like, you would have if it wasn't cactus far. Probably.
Yeah, I'm just imagining you running through the rocks and you're like, I'm going to get you. Yeah. You have a shoot at me when I'm ducking below the rocks. Oh my gosh, so funny.
You dude, know. We could write a book about all this shit. Just turn the stories into the what ifs.
Yeah. Hilarious.
All right, sorry, Fez.
No, that's
off my pedestal.
No, that's great. No, this is. I actually want each of you on your own pedestal during these things, because I want you, like, I know what my favorite moments are. I don't know what your guys' favorite moments are. So, Mark, what about you, man?
My favorite moments, I think that I definitely loved talking, you know, roasting you. Oh, I was thinking about this just yesterday. I mean, look, it wasn't necessarily me, but it was your brother talking about, you know, you having the pillow that you used to smash all around the house.
Oh, no, the little life-size doll.
The life-size doll that you were, like, smashing. And then also, like, you trying for a split second to be like, no, let's not talk about this. And let's be like, shut the fuck up, man. And, like, the way that while it was happening was hilarious. And then going back and listening to you having to accept that this is out the bag and we're going to talk about it now and us giving you shit, it was...
That's one of the things about this podcast, man. Some of the things that we say, it's like, oh, that's out. It's out in the world now.
Do you remember what episode that was, Mark?
The Ramon one. I don't know. It's like
Ramon one. I think it was number three. It was either number two or number three.
Honestly, we need Ramon back for another. Like when he was talking about, like, you're like, why didn't you teach me the dick flip trick? It's like my dick is too small to get up.
Dick don't do that, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, these are conversations I've never had with them. So it's really cool to, like, have somebody that you know, who knows a lot about you, and then have somebody else asking them about, you know, about you, because you get a wildly different answer than you would expect. So that was fun. And hitting publish on those ones, we're like, oh my God, this is it. This the cat is out of the bag.
It is out there.
Oh man. So yeah, you know, my favorite, once again, one of those ones I wasn't even on there. Danny, when you were telling about shitting the bed on your wedding night, I was crying. I was just really? Like, I couldn't. So first off, like, shitting the bed, like, you know, it's that old cliche, but the fact that you did it literally and figuratively, yes, it just made me so happy in that story. I was driving and I had to stop and call you because I was laughing so hard.
I do remember that.
Oh, those were good times. You know what?
That's another one of my favorite moments. It's like, I have quite the poop story, but you in fucking Sierra Vista on your way out to the Black Tower, like taking a shit and having the cop, like, your whole explanation of that is still one of my favorite stories of all times. I don't know how many times you can say in life you've shared another man's poop story, but I have shared yours on multiple occasions with other people that probably could care less.
So, talk about
this. We're out of Wendy's. No, just
what's the most embarrassing thing for you that's been put out on this podcast that you're just like, your slightly piece of you is like, man, I wish that I wouldn't have said that moment.
Ooh. I mean, look, the only I'm not really embarrassed about shit, but the feet thing, and then like, and then where I'm like thinking I'm like passing by it, and then
you're not gonna talk about
just like, oh no, you didn't answer the question. Like,
yeah,
that was a little bit of a moment, but you know, still, I'm not really even embarrassed about that. You know,
okay. Mark.
Honestly, the very first, like, that was right in the beginning when we started this, and I wasn't ready to get that personal that quickly.
We got it right out the bat.
I have to say, Danny misconstrued my whole thing. Like, so here, and I'll explain it this way. Like, if you like to start off a sexual encounter with a girl grabbing your dick with a hand, you don't have a hand fetish. And what I explained to Danny is I like to get aroused by, you know, like, under the table type thing. And Danny just says, like, oh, that's a foot fetish. And I was like, I don't like to come on feet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, hey, whatever, bro. However you sleep tonight.
You like to come on feet. You don't, but you both like them. Like,
what? But it's like, do you like to start off with a hand job?
Honestly, I like it. Any type of touching it. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what, like, so I wasn't ready to be that personal right away. And it's like, so many people like, oh, you have a foot fetish. And it's like people who know me, and it's just like, oh my God, this is so tough to deal with.
to what extent it is, cool. You gonna act like we all gonna act like we ain't never sucked our toes on the phone? French, you ain't never
sucked. Oh, Danny? I sucked our toes.
Okay.
I never said I haven't.
All right, then.
You guys just gotta ask the right question.
Yeah, that's so. Okay. What about you, Daddy? What's your most embarrassing thing? I think me and Mark was the same moment.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you be like, you guys
blowing
got
the lid off your shit.
Yeah, that was.
Wait, you didn't even say what your best moment was, Fez.
Oh no, no, my favorite moment. I had talked about Danny shitting the bed on his wedding.
Oh, you did
that. That shit, I had me.
Dude, I didn't even tell you my ultimate shit story because I've been talking about shit too much.
We'll say that for the new year.
Yeah, we're doing a year
a
review.
Shitty start to the new year.
Yes. Yeah. A shitty start to the new year. For next week. But what's your most embarrassing thing that's been on this podcast, Danny?
Dude, that's tough for me. You guys kind of know me. For me, most embarrassing. I think probably like the whole dick thing. Like not figuring out my shit until I was like in my teens, you know? Being like pissing all through some kind of like scream, you know? I think that was the only thing where I'm like.
I think a lot of people like that though, dude. A lot of people like dug it, but I could see how it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like it's actually kind of cool and embarrassing in the same. That's why I don't really care that it's embarrassing to me, is because a lot of people have talked to me about similar stuff. They're like, yeah, dude, I thought it was like kind of rad that you said stuff like that, because people go through similar things, you know? But it's kind of embarrassing to be like, hey, yeah, I couldn't figure out my own equipment until I was like fucking 16, 17, whatever it was, you know?
But so for it's me, kind of leveling. The girls be saying I never even touched myself until I was 24 and shit like that. I never even played with myself. We've heard girls say that.
I mean, I might be attracted to the wrong women.
What, dude, once again, like, I was like this very. You know, I'm a prude and I don't like talk about a lot of stuff. So no, I can't say that I have.
Oh, dude, there's a lot of women that'd be like, I never even played with myself. I never touched myself. I don't know at what percentage, right? And to say what is a lot out of everyone, obviously, who knows? But I'm just saying, I've read that in magazines and I've heard other people say it in person, like things like that. Like, I did not touch myself at all because I was just
You know what? Sorry. That just sounds kind of crazy.
You think it's a lot?
I think it is. I think it's like something to like maybe get you go. I don't know.
No. These aren't girls I was even flirting with, though. Some of them were just like, they were just like really unaware and or just didn't. I think it's, you know what? It is hard to believe that you were never horny and never reached down there.
Right?
It is hard to believe. But I have a dick, though. So what does that feel like to them? They might have, if they were like super Christian or like brought up in a certain home like that, or,
that's true.
You know, they could have been like, no, those are the evil feelings, you know, pray them away.
That's true. I mean, oh God, I just have this lingering. Mark, can I ask you something?
What's that?
The poop porn. Is that one not embarrassing? Like in my head, I'm like, how are you like embarrassed about the feet thing, but like you were like, yeah, you watched this porn with this girl pooping and it was kind of hot.
I'm telling you that if y'all saw it, you would like it. That's what I'm saying. I want to send it to the group chat because it's not just poop porn, dude. I'm telling you, she's a hot chick. She's bending over. She's like, you're seeing it, but she's pushing it out and then a turd flops out. But it looks, you're like, whoa.
Man, my sister-in-laws, they made me watch this video called Cake Farts back in the day, and I was fucking crying. It was so ridiculous. And, you know, I just her farting on this cake, and apparently this was like a weird, like, sexual thing, and then she shits a little bit, and I laughed so hard, I stopped breathing. And I think I almost died laughing for just a moment. Like
it's funny. It also is funny. There's a little bit of funniness because the girl doesn't want to do it. That's also a thing. So just like it is like a whole thing. And I'm sending it just because you guys want to keep playing with me and bringing it up. Like no. It's something bad. No, I won't send it. You guys are gross. But still, it's funny.
You know what? That's the thing.
It's not what you think. If you just watched it, I'm trying to like bring you into the shit game.
the shit game. He's like, oh shit man, game. You in the, what, are you in the shit game? I love
are you
it.
Down with the brown?
Ah, man, that's great. Yeah, I tell you, like, I absolutely have loved that we have three really different perspectives. And it wasn't even like intentional on this podcast. It was just kind of like we talked and it was like, hey, let's start doing this for a podcast. And yeah, this has been, it's been great. So I know that when we talk, like a lot of times, like one of us will begin something and some, and then kind of the conversation morphs so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What was your, the one thing that potentially you guys would have wanted to talk about more? So, you know, your opportunity to get on a soapbox and discuss the missed opportunity in a conversation that you thought.
What was the time that we're glad that we got to talk about?
Fez is saying is, at what time were you talking about something where French didn't interrupt and derail it, and you wanted to talk about that more?
I mean, it's not. You're not the only one that does it. We all like.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm really bad at it.
Yeah. So, is there any point in the conversation where you're like, I wasn't thinking about this, and it was just like derailed?
Me personally, no. I like every time I get it out, or I bring it back to what I was talking about, and or y'all take it into a direction that's funny or silly, or I kind of knew that it was going to go in a direction with you guys. That's why I even brought it up, and then it goes into that direction or something like that. So for me, because I'm already ADD, it's hard to derail me because it's most likely going to go that way anyway. There's never been a time where it's going somewhere where I was really, you know, not needing it to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel the same way as Mark, basically. It's like, for me, if I did get derailed, I guarantee I probably brought it up at a later time, multiple times. So like, I don't have any time. I've always come back to it.
I'm too relentless to really not let my shit get out. I'm going to say my shit.
I'm going to say what I got to say.
I do. Like, honestly, recently it was a me and Danny podcast and he brings it up. I was like, ah, you flaked. And then he's like, nope, I'm going to bring it up in the next podcast to Mark. So that's true. You know, honestly, like there was so many things that like we talked about this year that we just depth. Like, I think like some of the things that I really thought were great was like the lobster god. There's people still trying to create a god, which is still awesome to me. And then what else? The gravity. We got to get back to gravity one of these days, but I don't know how interesting.
You mean density?
Your density. The potentially argue the Newtonian gravity versus the theory of relativity, gravity. So those are some stuff. I just love that this podcast is all over the place. That it's not like one little thing that we talk about, where we talk about science, pop culture, personal feelings, all these different things. So yeah, the fact that we're able to be all over the place, it makes me very happy.
Yeah, every time we've ever, if it's been cut off, you guys have taken it to a cool ass place. So I've liked it, and I'm glad that we can go all that. It's what we welcome, the shit, the curiosity. QAnon, you know, I think I talked about QAnon a little bit. Maybe I did, not really sure. But yeah, we got that all the way out. I don't even know why I'm acting like I want to talk about that anymore. I talked about that enough.
But in fairness, I do feel like we kind of strayed away from some conspiracy theories, and I think we got to go back and dip into those some more. Like, we got to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, how the fuck is this bitch getting away with everything in front of the public? Like, we put more focus. I'm not even going to dip into this. This is a wrap up. This is a new year, start fresh type of thing.
Yeah, but no, I absolutely like. I sometimes feel like. I feel like I come in tinfoil with you guys, and you guys are both like, I don't care. So I do love the conspiracy theories.
It's just depending on what conspiracies that it is. If you just come in with a conspiracy that doesn't perk up nobody's mind. They're just like, y'all heard about it? There's no birds? And everybody's like, what? We're going to go on to the next thing, dude.
Maybe that's not you.
Maybe, I'm not saying that's you. That's been me sometimes, too. So it's just like,
it
has to get everybody's attention.
I will apologize. Like, one time, Danny was like bringing up aliens for the fourth time in a row. I'm like, Danny, I don't give a shit about aliens anymore. Time. I cared about them until we talked about it 30 times.
Oh, God. I can always do aliens, though.
I know.
Like, you got to remember, you're the only neurotypical person in this podcast, I think. So
I honestly don't know how.
Or as you say, neuronormal.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm normal in a lot of ways, but yeah.
No, don't act like you got problems now. You weren't in this game, son. You want to take a medication? No.
That's right.
No, dude, I'm fucked up too, guys. Nah.
My favorite part of this podcast, I have to say, is like Fez was saying, we have a very diverse way of thinking, but all of us are able to freely say whatever we want among each other, and we know that nobody ever means offense by it. And I feel like our open conversations is more of a learning tool for me than anything, you know, about all kinds of different things, because we can ask stuff so openly and honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys really let me talk my shit, because I was, you know, there'll just be moments and not I'm able to be say something foul to change the subject or to turn us to the next thing. And in those moments, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy I could do that, because we'll all be being super mature, and then I just get to like say something really fucked up, and you guys laugh. Or there have been some times we're like, damn, Mark, bro, okay, dude,
I know what Fez is gonna say.
What's that? I was actually gonna say, I love the amount of times that I've got to use a joke that I've told my family, and they're
that
like,
didn't
just
work.
That didn't work with my family. I'm like, you guys fucking suck. You don't get great humor, and then I tell it to you, I'll kind of like put it in the podcast, and you guys laugh, and it's just so validating. Yes,
validating.
Like, oh.
I guess that's way better.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, that is pretty awesome.
You telling us you've been trying dad jokes on us and they've been working?
Yeah, I have hit you. I even called one of these like dad jokes, one of the podcasts, a bunch of dad jokes. And then we got into a conversation where you talked about mom jokes, and then we're like, and then we got fat and misogynistic again.
Oh yeah.
Told you. That was like earlier when I was like, oh, I know what Fez is going to say. I feel like Mark gave you the perfect segue to talk about the time I said that. And I apologize.
So that's like, oh man, me and Mark have talked. My brand is like, when something's going to be uncomfortable, it doesn't even matter if it's uncomfortable for me as well. I love to put it out there, and it's like misery loves company. I'm such a troll, like an in-person troll to people. And like I said, that's just my brand of humor, and I love it. That awkwardness doesn't always work, but sometimes it is really fun.
It's like this balance. Like, everybody in the room has to care sometimes for you to make them awkward, or everyone has to not care in order for the awkwardness to work. But it's the right balance of, like, yes. You know, you could call it politically correct, you could call it sensitive, you can call it whatever these things are, but there has to be some level of understanding in the room for you to like make that fly.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like people that listen to the podcast would think totally different of us behind closed doors? Does that make sense?
That thought is going to make me paranoid. That's some shit I don't like.
Do you think if the listeners met us and like the three of us all together, that they would be like, yeah, this is really how these guys are? Or do you think they just think it's like, hey, this is something that they put on?
I think if people met me around my family, they'd be like, this guy's such a fucking lame. Like, you know, I'm like, my children, they ask me, you know, like a week ago, like, Dad, when did you get so old? Because I was listening to an audiobook about the history of mankind, a book called Sapiens. And they're just like, this is so boring, Dad. Why can't you listen to music? And I'm pretty certain if anybody met me, they're like, wow, this guy is really boring. Like, what I do day to day is nothing like what I talk about in the podcast.
Okay. Oh, and you're saying, friends, do you think that the people that know us day to day, think if they listen to the podcast, would they think of us differently? Is that what you're saying, friends?
Yeah, probably people like, who've never met us.
People that have never met us, like, do you think that, for example, if you and I were to link up, hang out, that they would, if they were to sit, fly on the wall and watch us interact outside of this podcast, do you think that we are, that they're getting an accurate portrayal of how we truly are?
Yes. The way we talk, that's the whole reason why we started this. I feel like if us interacting, they would get exactly what this is. Like, if we're at a bar, the three of us, they would hear these conversations, these exact same things.
It would probably be worse.
Honestly, I think we do temper what we say a little bit for the podcast. We would be right. Slightly worse.
We are slightly worse than we come across as, probably.
But
yeah, I know for a fact that I've been saying some things and just thought that we were just on the phone talking. Like, forgot that we were doing a podcast.
That's true.
That was going to be recorded.
And I do remember
holy shit, I got too comfortable with you, motherfucker. Yeah. God damn.
I do remember a couple times Mark's like, this is not what we believe. We're just friends joking. I can't remember what the conversation was. But you're like, oh God, this might go out. I need to correct everything.
I like how there's the one time Mark was like, nah, dude, our episode was good. Just drop it. And I'm like, as soon as it dropped, I like listen. And I'm like 20 minutes through and I'm like, hey, fans, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
But we weren't being inappropriate. We were just being stupid, though.
I don't remember what it was even.
I love that. Like, you know, and like Danny's like, I guess so. Because it's like, okay, you guys need me to edit this. And Mark was just like, no, it's perfect. Don't edit a thing.
It's,
you know,
funny,
just drop it. It's
it.
Funny. Drop it right now. I was like,
because I had listened to only about 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, this is great. But then after I told you that, I kept listening and it was like, hey, Fez, go ahead and delete this shit, man. We're going to smoke. And then we just ate and smoked and are eating food through it like retards. And then we start talking again and never say, okay, you can record from here and continue. It was just like, it was so dumb, but also funny though. There's a lot of funny moments in the whole thing. So
it was so funny.
Oh, we got to make that NFT now that I'm thinking back on it.
Yeah. I also love the fact people don't get to realize that there is, you know, some editing that occurs. So there are conversations that we'll have where we're like, oof, nope, that's too far. I do like that there is a level higher of debauchery in this podcast that even the casual listener, we're just like, I don't even know if they can handle this.
I think that I'm pretty much myself. I think that if you saw me react, if you saw me, like, okay, but there's so many different versions of us. That's the great thing. Not even different versions. Okay, you're not getting me. You're getting me with my friends. But then we edit, right? So like we're editing this, but still like you're not getting. You know, if you saw me at work, you would be like, okay, this is different than what he is. And then if you saw me just plain old from with my homies, maybe from home or something like that. I mean, like it's. Like maybe I go. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here, guys, or if I'm talking crazy. But
no,
like,
I'm a little lost.
You're talking about the. You're talking about the idea that everybody has a thousand masks. Everybody knows you slightly different. So
yes,
the way Mark knows of me is different That's than true. The way Danny knows of me. So we.
Oh, are you found now, French? Are you found now?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, great.
Sorry for interjecting early in on your part, but. Are you found now?
Yeah.
I love you.
So what's your favorite / worst moment when the podcast got to real life where somebody like approached you in real life about something that we said on the podcast?
Oh, I don't have a bad moment for that, but
that's why I put
people now think that like I have no somebody came up, he was like, hey man, I didn't know that you were so against the lunar landing. And I was like, dude, fuck you, first of all, because I think I said like 51-49. Like, I'm, you know, like if I had to pick one, 51, I'm like, that's not, and he's like, well, you're just way more against it than I thought. I
was just one, that 1%?
Yeah, I guess so.
The most lukewarm.
Like, otherwise, all I can do is be 50-50, and then I didn't really make a choice, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I didn't think I was that against it. But if I have to pick some conspiracies, I'm just saying that one and 9/11. I'm picking those two.
I think one of the moments that was like that I wasn't prepared for, somebody that I know was like, so you had a sex doll, huh? And it like was like that was the opening of the conversation. I was like, oh Jesus, I didn't know that you listened to this. And it was that was it. But I've had a lot of great moments too.
Do we know who that person is?
I'm not gonna put out their name or anything. Okay. But one of the great moments I have was actually this last one. A mutual friend of us, RPD. I don't know if he reached out to you guys.
No, but I know who you're talking.
Yeah, he actually said, and I'll look this up and I quote, he goes, episode 29, hitting the nail on the head, man. And that's like, those are the moments that make me like really happy. Because that was last episode talking about emotions, you know, different things that like we've, you know, experiences that we've gone through and how they've shaped us in the real world and how sometimes it's difficult to adapt. And, you know, I like talking about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just great moments where people talking to me about, once again, you know, talking stuff and like, man, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I'm embarrassed about it. You know,
I too have a foreskin and it stinks.
My dick is covered in cheese.
Right? Yes. I too was paranoid about dick cheese.
Yeah, so I like that.
It's like for me, it's quicksand. I was irrationally afraid of quicksand as a child, like I would have to deal with it every day.
Oh, yeah. That's I heard a comedian talk about that. Like, I'm disappointed in the amount of quicksand I've encountered as an adult.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I do also love dispelling some of the the myths that people believe in or the truisms. Like, just because somehow we get onto something, get onto a topic that not one of us has never heard of before. And maybe like Mark thinks it's true or Danny thinks it's true. And I'm like, I've never heard of this. And like, then we get to actually find the foundation of our own beliefs. Like, for example, you know, we're talking about a few weeks back, like how I do something. And it's like, well, that's because, you know, like, I've never learned a different way to do something. And you guys like bring it up and it's like, huh, I never thought about this. It's interesting that you guys are catching me on my own things that I have never even thought twice about. And like, where did this information come from? And why do I think this?
Right.
So I do love that.
Yeah. I got to say being called out is always nice. Cause I feel like, I don't know. I like to just say things how I see them. And that really bothers a lot of people, I feel like. But to have you guys call me out, I think there was one specific time you were talking about the Merkin dolphins or something from a documentary. And I was like, dude, we're like interjecting our shit in other people's cultures. And Mark and you were like, no, dude, you're wrong. It's actually fucked up. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about. I accept that. And let's go for it. You know, like having those moments, it's cool to just be called out when you don't know what you're talking about and have somebody be like, nope, you're wrong. Like if you saw this, you would know what we're talking about. To know that I could trust your judgment enough to just shut up and be like, okay, I'm probably wrong. If they're telling me that I would disagree.
The amount of times I've changed my mind about the way I view something because of this podcast alone it's astounding. You guys have made me actually think about my own beliefs and kind of shift a little bit. So I do, and that's generally because you guys do call me out on what I feel like sometimes I am the antagonistic of the group of us. Like I'm the
we all are
the devil's advocate. Oh yeah. No, I agree.
Definitely. Yeah, but Mark's always the pick-me-up. You know, Mark's always the one that can bring it to a place of understanding.
I mean, thank you for that, I guess. There's sometimes I don't. I'll be like, I'll be quiet.
Sometimes
I'm
you
like,
contribute
y'all are
to the
shit.
Opposite, but.
Sometimes I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about. Y'all have lost me. That has happened. And I'm like, okay. Or my attention span is just gone. I'm like, this is done. But, you know, I do think that we all serve like that time. There's been moments where we all been both been going at it and be like, I think what this person's saying, you know, and it's clearly. So that shit is fire. I will say sometimes you two in this time have been like, okay, how do I, you guys have a specific way and each have your own ways in the way that you get your thoughts out and or make your points, right? And then they can both be like pointing out inconsistencies or pointing out, you know, just getting it right in your mind so that you can. And that's probably the way that you see the world and or move. But then it can get into a, not semantic, but it can just get into this back and forth of, oh, I thought you were saying that. Oh, you didn't say that because I could have sworn you said that. Okay, if you were saying that, then I would just want to make sure that you weren't saying that. Okay, cool, because for a second here, I thought you were saying that. And then it'll get into just that back and forth. And that shit will make me be like, okay, y'all are just.
We're being petty.
You're being petty as fuck.
Yeah. You know, honestly, like early on in the podcast, it like learning how to speak and, you know, in a conversation, like, cause one thing, like, you know, Dylan, like at work, there'll be like four conversations going on at one time and it's not a big deal. Right. But in a podcast, having the different conversations going on at the same time, it really gets confusing, especially if we're it's been a struggle for me.
Yeah. There's other programs. I mean, like, look, we use Anchor and I love Anchor and I don't think we're going to change from it, but there's other programs out there. Some of them call, some of them not, some of them are a yearly fee. Who knows? You know, we end up with a sponsor or if, you know, people we get, all these, whatever, you can pay for something where the recordings are all separate. And then if we get an editor, we can edit at certain times and like maybe have one other person. Now that we've trained ourselves a little bit better to let somebody talk, it's been a lot better since then. But the fact that the recordings are all at the same time and all going in and then it'll drop somebody else off or something like that, mm-hmm. You know, this is something that I know several people with podcasts that they talk about how they have to redo recording sometimes because a whole part fell off because, you know what I'm saying, someone's internet didn't work properly or their sound was off or their mic was too high. So, like, a lot of the stuff has been learning stuff. A lot of the stuff has been us changing out headphones and mics and things like that to get it just right. And, like, as we get better, as our equipment maybe gets a little bit better, we still could record on another thing on Logic or something and then still download the file and put it through Anchor. That's a possibility. So, like it's been a cool learning thing and learn about technical and like people getting mics and learn about all that shit. It's been badass and I think we're growing and getting better. It's sick. Proud of you guys.
I think that's interesting because the only negative feedback I really get is the sound quality and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As far as what we talk about, the way we talk, I think people genuinely like that. And like you were saying initially when we had talked about doing this, I was like being typical me, want to be the perfectionist and try to get everything like perfect. And you were like, no, we need to just embrace the amateurism and let listeners and like just become part of like the start of everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great because as things get better, I feel like we get more and more constructive feedback that actually contributes and helps us guide things. And like you were saying about getting promotions, as far as statistics and stuff like that, for the podcast, I think we open more viewership based on how many subscribed listeners we get to. So as far as like getting equipment and stuff like that, I feel like as long as we can get listeners to just kind of push out things for us and just get to more people listening, it doesn't even matter if they like it or not. Honestly, like if we can open up some more, then that would open up funding to get better equipment for us to actually record things proper.
Right.
And if you want people to stop talking to you that you don't like, you might even just use this as a deterrent. So share it as a deterrent.
Right.
So yeah, now I you know, that's been the one like surprising thing for me. Like, you know, when I had got my elbow surgery and I had to take a little bit of hiatus, I, you know, I know we didn't really talk about that, but crazy story. I didn't know that Oxy had a side effect that causes depression.
And, holy shit.
Dude, I couldn't do anything. I was so freaking worthless. So there was a time period there where it's like we were recording, but I wasn't editing and putting those out. So I know a lot of people like were like, hey, when's the next episode coming out? When's the next episode? Like, people were calling me like, dude, you need to release it. Like, you know, like I got a trip coming up and I want to just be able to listen to this. And it's like, oh my goodness. But yeah, I didn't like have like real depression. I had like medicine induced depression, and man, it was so funny because it was like, it was weird because it was like two people talking in my head, right?
It's you like were hearing your shitty sad thoughts and your normal
My thoughts were like crazy. It's like, oh, I need to put on my shoes, and it's like, you know, and then the second part of my brain was like, nah, I'd rather kill myself. It's like,
oh my goodness,
holy shit, where did that thought come from,
right?
And it was usually like
they're intrusive. Yeah. Those are called intrusive thoughts, and some people deal with those all the time.
I know, you know? And that made me think about depression and, you know, different things completely different. Because like I know a lot of people who've never been depressed. Like I was like I never have had depression. I've been sad and all these different things, but I had never had that moment. So it was like it was such a weird thing to like think these thoughts. It's like of something I enjoy doing. Like, oh, I need to edit this podcast. Nah, I'd rather just die. And it's like that was so weird to have another. It was like an evil me in my brain just being awful. And it was like, you know, I got off like medication after like 4 days. I was like, you know, and those thoughts persisted for like another 3 to 4 days, and it was
tough. That chemical was still in your mind. It was still in your body.
Yeah. So it took a bit, and it was like once I got feeling back to normal, it's like, you know, and I can just like just think about what had happened and why it was that way. It was pretty interesting. But yeah, like knowing like the podcast, knowing something that I enjoy was like made me think of like I just don't want to, you know, go on anymore. I was like, yep, this is definitely something I need to look at. But yeah, I think that, you know, having people call me and tell me they were excited for the next podcast helped me through those moments and made me want
Shout out to those people, man. That's
really dope. Yeah.
Yeah. So
if you take you out, Fez, then who's going to keep us together?
Right.
Like, well, you're the one that keeps everybody glued together.
Yeah. And then I was very excited to go back to ibuprofen. I was like, nope, it's ibuprofen. And yeah, I just dealt with the pain was a lot better than the, you know, terrible thoughts. So it's pretty interesting moment.
The pain was a lot better than terrible thoughts.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Emotions will fuck you up worse.
That was heavy, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
heavy.
That's one of my favorite real life moments that the podcast was able to bring me. People asking me for, you know, to release.
Hey,
it,
man, like, I know you're going through something, but I need your podcast.
Right? Yeah. I need something.
I'm going on vacation. So if you could give me something to listen to while I go enjoy the best parts of my life, please. Yeah. Still, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just badass that we give them something to listen to. To even think of us as that is badass. And I just want to keep on to 2027, y'all. No, I'm just saying. But that's exciting as hell. That's badass. Jeez. But the depression part is not badass, and I'm glad you're able to make it through that.
No, like I said, it was like I don't like clinical depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, major depression or anything like that. It was like I knew what had caused it. It was medication. I do want to talk about my favorite thing about this. The favorite segment that we have had is Shit or Shine.
Man.
I have absolutely loved that. So without continuing, I kind of want to just go ahead and let's go ahead and Shit or Shine 2021 Redeeming Quality Style. So, Danny, you choose.
Wow.
Which way you can be worse with it.
Shit or Shine 2021.
Like our podcast or the whole year?
Um,
like, is this a yearly roundup?
Yeah, is this for our podcast or for, you know, what the things that we felt over the whole year, you know, that we're seeing?
I think the best part about the Shit or Shine is us just being awful people. So whatever you feel like shitting on in 2021, just be a terrible, just be awful. Just do what you want.
Wow, just shit on what, wow.
Okay.
You're just trying to bring out the mean, huh?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, here we go. So I make y'all Shit or Shine. One of these things, correct?
You can, yeah.
Okay. I'm evil. Vaccine mandates make it shine days.
Fuck yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Dang it. So okay, make it shine. Well, you know, COVID is deadly. It's killing people's gram-grams. So, you know, there's not enough heroes, and I think the word hero is too stringent. I think everybody that needs to get a vaccine should be called a hero. Everybody that, you know, wears a mask should be called a hero. These are all real heroes because fuck police officers and firemen and fuck the military and nurses or doctors. Getting your fucking vaccine, fucking hero, okay? You guys are the ones that are fucking shining in 2021. Boom.
Fuck yeah, Fez. Tell them.
Man, if you said that not behind grit teeth, you know, no, I'm saying. You know that picture, you guys seen that meme of Arthur gritting, holding his hand, clenching his fist?
Yeah.
That's Fez saying that whole thing. That's Fez saying that entire thing right there.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Danny, you got a topic you want to give Mark, or let's see.
Can't think of anything off the top right now. A topic for Mark.
Well, damn, you got anything off the bottom? Damn. I'm just
like, yeah.
That was a dad joke. That
was terrible, but it landed.
I could appreciate a good pun.
I want Mark to shine on Biden's year in office. On the greatest things he's done since he's been in.
Okay.
Damn.
You know, like Biden came in at a time that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, unprecedented.
You better talk about Afghanistan too.
Oh. He was a president in unprecedented times, you know, hard to do. He comes in, right? Some people are like, you're too old. He stood his ground, you know. What did he do? He got us out of Afghanistan. We were spending so much money there, right? We were wasting, what was it, 18 billion a day or something? 18 million a day we were spending already. That he told us he got the economy started up again, right? We didn't even know what was going to happen. He got everybody back out the house, back to their jobs. Back working. Also, it was a terrible, disgusting, deadly virus that was killing people. And what did he do? He made sure that all of y'all got back to work, got yourself vaccinated, and if you didn't get vaccinated, you're without a job, right? To me, that is somebody that's not playing games, that knows what's important. Also, didn't he promise? He at least promised that he was going to stop people from paying back their loans. He promised it. Now, did he follow through? No, but he promised. And that's what matters.
That's right.
I think that he's probably going to be one of the best presidents we've ever had.
Mark,
that's what I feel.
I think you killed it.
All right, Danny. We're going to go back to the beginning. 2021. Make it shine. The murdering of dolphins.
Oh, dude, fuck dolphins. First of all, okay, we as a species, we are intelligent land-dwelling people. Dolphins are basically our sea-dwelling rival, right? And like,
we can't
go soft on dolphins because they're fucking cute and they fuck for fun. Okay,
they also rape.
Yeah, exactly. Dolphins will fuck you up. Do you know why? Because they know about the fact that there is no truth. Like, it's a war. Dolphins versus humans. Do you think the dolphins in the aquariums that are doing all the tricks are actually being controlled? No, they're the ones fucking controlling the sea handlers. Like, dolphins deserve death because, one, they're tasty. If you ever go to other countries, you can eat dolphin, and it's pretty fucking good. So why not?
Have you had dolphin meat?
Yeah, I've had dolphin, a shark, and I even tried to eat dog in Mindanao. So I just never got out there to try it. So does that make me a bad person?
You just need to have an episode of how many meats Danny's eating.
How much meat has been in Danny's mouth?
Wow. I knew that was going gay quick.
You know, I think the Japanese are doing the ultimate Me Too for all these dolphin rapists.
Man, fucking shitty-ass dolphin, not knowing nothing about consent.
Yeah, imagine a bunch of people walking around here that just rape all the time.
Yeah, fuck it. You'd be fine killing them.
Yeah, so they say dolphins are me too. No, I think it's dolphins are meat too.
Ooh, fuck
Peter. That's awesome, guys. I this is a good year and wrap up the podcast of not how men speak, but how friends speak. Peace.
Peace.